Here, I'm going to get on a knee to talk to you. I'm not asking you to marry me. Although I might after this. I don't care if you're married. Freaking steal your ass away.
Whoa.
Jeez.
What? It's Friday. I can say what I want. What's your name?
Tabitha.
Well, that's a great name. That's so cute.
She said it so nicely, too. Tabitha.
Tabitha.
That was sweet.
So the obvious follow-up is, were you named after Bewitched?
Yes.
Were you really?
No, I wasn't.
One of the greatest shows ever.
Calm down, Moose.
My mom told me.
So what were you named after?
Calm down.
My mom's kind of wacky, and she just liked the name.
Okay, I bet she watched Bewitched. I bet there's
something in the back of her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because how old are you?
45.
Yeah, that's wheelhouse, like, watched Bewitched at the time and all that. Did you watch it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was cool, right? Like, knowing that a girl was magic and all that.
Wiggle my nose.
You know what drove me crazy about that show? If your wife really was magic, would you ever get mad at her for using magic to actually do something productive?
You know what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't work for Larry Tate.
Right.
Like, why are you going in and doing, like, marketing and advertising work when your wife can sit there and wiggle her nose and make $1,000 come out of her butt?
Wiggle her nose and dinner's there. I mean, heck, we got dinner.
And
I mean,
change.
You could have the best dinner every night, and she's in there cooking.
No.
Yeah.
No cleanup.
How long have you been married?
12 years?
You're not too sure about it.
Yeah, you're not too sure. Wait, what?
She's not my husband. I just don't remember.
Well, I figured she wasn't your husband.
Well, we could be married.
True.
Oh, of course you
Corby.
Could. Indeed, you
Jeez,
could.
Jeez, Corby.
Of course you could. Are you interested?
No, we're best friends.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You
that
got kids and stuff?
Makes it even better.
Do you have a scissor packed in case things don't work out?
No.
Man, such a shock.
Again, it is a fair question. It is a fair question. It's Friday and everything's
an honest
fair.
Honest answer.
Do you have kids?
I did not birth children. I married into kids.
Oh, that's the best way to do it. So your vagina's intact.
Well, I had a hysterectomy.
Good.
Corby, way to go, sir. Way to go.
A mastectomy in November, so.
Oh.
Way to go, Corby.
So you had the female surgery, but then you made him have the male surgery.
What was that?
Go ahead, Donnie, again.
You said you had the female surgery, correct?
And I had a mastectomy.
Mastectomy.
Oh, okay.
Not mastectomy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Way to go, Donovan. Donovan. Way to go.
I'm sorry.
Did you keep all of it?
No, I have new ones up here.
Oh, okay.
Heck yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, it is good, Donovan.
That's good.
That is good.
That's good.
So how are they? You like them?
Yeah, they're good.
Really?
That was the first thing I asked when I woke up was how big were they.
Really?
They said no one's ever asked that. I said, I want to know how many cc's they are.
That's awesome. Do you feel like, I mean, like, different with them?
Yeah.
Like, powerful. Now you understand. Yeah, like, are you more powerful than a locomotive?
No. They just,
Like, can you work out and they're all, like, kind of bouncing and stuff?
I couldn't work out for 6 weeks, but now I can work out.
Now you can. So this is a recent surgery.
And that's how she works.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your workout? Just kind of swaying your shoulders and watching them bounce.
Like this.
So you had to buy like all new bras and stuff and panties.
Oh, jeez. What are you doing?
I don't think you need new panties after a hysterectomy.
What did I do wrong?
I could be wrong.
I'm the same size down there.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because you didn't have any kids.
That's right. God bless that. So how old are your kids that you married into?
30 and 27.
What the hell?
Wait a minute.
How old's this guy that you married?
He's 63 now.
Man.
Whoa.
63? Let me get a better...
been together for 12 years.
We've been together for 18 years. He's rich.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Now he's got like a hot 45-year-old with fresh jugs. This is great.
He would agree.
Jugs.
Oh, that's awesome. What does he do? Where did he get all his money? It's like stock market and business.
He was CFO for a company, and now he's retired.
Oh my God!
So
he laundered. Yeah, he laundered all that money.
Oh,
should have
laundering.
Been a CFO.
Yeah, no. And I didn't sign a prenup. I tell him that on the daily.
You are damn right you didn't sign that prenup. Good for you.
When we get divorced, I get half.
You're damn right you do. And then guess what? Daddy's home right here.
No, thank you.
Daddy's home.
She just turned you down, too.
Hey, what do you mean? We're having fun here. I'd be a great next husband.
You have a great wife.
Oh, let's not even worry about that, though.
He'll take care of that.
That slut that I married.
Oh, boy.
The kids are 30 and 27. Do they like you?
Yeah, they lived with me. They always lived with me. So.
Even when they were littler?
Yeah. I always lived with
Because they were like 10 when you first,
Well, they were actually younger.
Oh, okay.
No. How's the ex?
It sounds like a TV show.
What does the ex think of you?
Yeah, it's Brady Bunch. Were together.
We get along. Yeah.
Really? Did she remarry?
Yes, she did. She married very well.
What's going on with this family? Why do they have so much cash and stuff?
West side of Fort Worth.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of money.
So,
west side of Fort Worth.
No, like Westover Hills and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there is money out there.
President of Shady Oaks.
Shady
Oaks. Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, okay.
Her husband's Shady president Oaks. Of Shady Oaks.
He was president.
What, he can get me on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Where is he?
At home.
Suddenly, I'm not interested in you.
Exactly.
You'd rather
more
marry
interested
him.
In the husband.
Right. So,
reverse vasectomy, Corbin.
You guys, I feel like I've talked to you before. I have, right? Yeah, I know I talked to you. What's going on? How's it going?
That's really good mic technique.
Stephanie.
Yeah, the pickleball. Bob or Davey, we met her at pickleball.
Oh, that's right.
That's the kind of memory I have.
Gotta
I
go.
Remember all the
when
women.
We had
okay,
that
we got,
first horrible interview rough, rough. With Bob Stoops.
We have to wrap this up, but hey, yeah, it's great meeting you, Tabitha.
That's good to see you out here.
So happy that you're rich and you have boobs, and it's a great day.
It's good to be me. It's good to be me.
It is good to be you. Well, you guys have fun tonight.
Come see the Renegades play this weekend.
All right, Coach Stoops. There we go.
See you, Coach.